This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number. I just want to give the number out at the top of the hour so that anybody that wants to join in the show, please feel free to call me, 877-317-6432. If you are just joining us this hour, Donald Trump gave probably one of the greatest, the greatest press conference I have ever witnessed in my life. The press conference was called to announce his new pick for Labor Secretary Anthony Acosta. By the way, nobody's really talking about Anthony Acosta, but doesn't he look like kind of like Reince Priebus with less hair? That was just my initial thought. Anyway, maybe his long-lost evil twin brother. But today was truly monumental, really. I can't say enough about this press conference. Donald Trump immediately went into attacking the press. He attacked the media, attacked them right there, said that they were dishonest, talked about the tone of the media, talked about how there was so much hatred for him in the media, and obviously it affects their reporting, which is absolutely true. But he called them out. He went there. He called them out. Talked about this fake news story, the Russian news story, which is, I mean, how long is the media going to continue with this charade of a story? To the point where I have to say, it is hurting their credibility, obviously. You know, the more and more they continue with this canard of a story, the more and more, frankly, it hurts their credibility. They've been wrong about everything. Everything. And by the way, if you are listening, and if anybody out there is now is relying on the mainstream media for any news, then you are an idiot. Okay? Get rid of Yahoo News, okay? Stop listening to CNN or MSNBC unless you want to get a laugh. And even the Wall Street Journal, and I hate to say this, Wall Street Journal, Fox News, sorry, okay? Sorry. I mean, Fox News isn't as bad as CNN, but. So, Donald Trump took a question from a reporter. By the way, and the reporter asked the question in this fashion. Let me just set this up. He says, "Was there anything that you've learned in the last few weeks as being president?" And then immediately went into the Russia thing. Okay, set it up. Because it wasn't about, is anything you learned? It was about asking the same question again. So I want to, here's Donald Trump's response, okay? Now, it's a little long, but it's worth listening to. It's priceless.
There's no doubt that there is a story to it, but for those who believe that there is something to it, is there anything that you have learned over these last few weeks that you might be able to reveal that might ease their concerns that this isn't fake news?
I think they don't believe it. I don't think the public believes it. That's why the Rasmussen poll just has me through the roof. I don't think they believe it. Well, I guess one of the reasons I'm here today is to tell you the whole Russian thing, that's a ruse. That's a ruse. And by the way, it would be great if we could get along with Russia, just so you understand that. Now, tomorrow you'll say, Donald.
So this is classic, because it's true. It's true. He explains very clearly his position about Russia. And it's a very reasonable position. Listen.
Trump wants to get along with Russia. This is terrible. It's not terrible. It's good. We had Hillary Clinton try and do a reset. We had Hillary Clinton give Russia 20% of the uranium in our country. You know what uranium is, right? It's a thing called nuclear weapons and other things. Like, lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things. Nobody talks about that. I didn't do anything for Russia. I've done nothing for Russia. Hillary Clinton gave him 20% of our uranium. Hillary Clinton did a reset. Remember with the stupid plastic button that made us all look like a bunch of jerks? Here, take a look. He looked at her like, what the hell is she doing with that cheap plastic button? Hillary Clinton, that was a reset. Remember it said reset? Now, if I do that, oh, I'm a bad guy. If we could get along with Russia, that's a positive thing. We have a very talented man, Rex Tillerson, who's going to be meeting with them shortly. And I told him, I said, I know politically it's probably not good for me. Hey, the greatest thing I could do is shoot that ship that's 30 miles offshore right out of the water. Everyone in this country is going to say, oh, it's so great. That's not great. That's not great. I would love to be able to get along with Russia. Now, you've had a lot of presidents that haven't taken that tack. Look where we are now. Look where we are now. So, if I can, now, I love to negotiate things. I do it really well and all that stuff. But it's possible I won't be able to get along with Putin. Maybe it is. But I want to just tell you, the false reporting by the media, by you people, the false, horrible, fake reporting makes it much harder to make a deal with Russia. And probably Putin said, you know, he's sitting behind his desk and he's saying, you know, I see what's going on in the United States. They follow it closely. It's going to be impossible for President Trump to ever get along with Russia because of all the pressure he's got with this fake story. Okay? And that's a shame, because if we could get along with Russia, and by the way, China and Japan and everyone, if we could get along, it would be a positive thing, not a negative thing.
And it's true. It's true. Think about it. And he called them out because he said, hey, you guys never talked about the uranium deals. You never talked about the Clinton Foundation. You never talked about the fact that she gave 20% of our uranium to Russia while she was Secretary of State. Did you guys talk about that? Silence in the room. Silence in the room. And the only thing they talked about, honestly, the only thing they talked about, the only questions they had were about Russia. Well, can you tell us unequivocally that you never talked to Russia? It's like, what are you talking about? You guys are, basically he said, you guys are idiots. Shut the hell up. That's what he is. And make no mistake about it, they are the opposition. They're clearly adversarial. And again, how different the media treats Donald Trump than how they treated Obama. They loved Obama. Obama, remember, Obama was the smartest president, most intellectual president we've ever had. And look at him. He's in such great shape. He looks so good without his shirt on in Hawaii. Are you kidding me? That's the press in this country? Bunch of bootlickers? What, are you kidding me? Come on. We'll be right back.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg with D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's still Dre Day, AK. Though I've grown up
fly, can't keep it home a lot. Cause my frequent spots that I'm known to rock. You hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. Out. My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel.
Welcome like back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. All right, give me a call. By the way, the media today was just seething with anger. In fact, Jim Acosta, and this, I got to tell you, this exchange was just priceless. The media actually thinks, by the way, they actually think that a couple things have emerged the last couple of days. They actually think that Trump is somehow, and I've heard this, and by the way, this is coming from both sides of the aisle, and it's so easy to tell now, the good guys from the bad guys. It's so easy to tell now, people. I want you to understand that. So a couple days ago, I talked about Matthew Dowd. He's the quote-unquote conservative on ABC. Okay? By the way, he's shacking up with Schwarzenegger's ex. What's her name? The one that looks like a monster. She's Kennedy. What's her name? You know, Schwarzenegger's ex-wife. It'll come to me in a minute. Anyway. So the media now, they are outraged, number one, that they're getting called out, okay? Because obviously Trump called out the media the whole, you know, throughout the process, throughout the election. And now their tact is this. Well, aren't you undermining the First Amendment and calling us fake news? No. Actually, what he's doing is telling the truth. He's calling you out, and he's telling the truth. And they're outraged. Really, they're outraged. I want to play this for you. This was the exchange with Jim Acosta. Okay, I just want to play this for you.
Because of the because of the attack of fake news and attacking our network, I just want to ask you, sir.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine
very fake news?
I know, but aren't you?
Okay. Go ahead.
Real news, Mr. President. Real news.
And you're not related to our new.
I am not related, sir. No. I do like the sound of Secretary Acosta. I must.
You know, I looked at that name. I said, "Wait a minute. Is there any relation there, Alex Acosta?"
I'm sure you checked that out.
No, I checked it. I said, "They said no, sir." I said, "Do me a favor. Go back and check the family tree."
But aren't you concerned, sir, that you are undermining the people's faith in the First Amendment, freedom of the press in this country, when you call stories you don't like fake news? Why not just say it's a story I don't like? When you call it fake news, you're undermining confidence in our news media.
Here's the thing.
Isn't that important?
I understand what you're saying. And you're right about that, except this. See, I know when I should get good and when I should get bad. And sometimes I'll say, wow, that's going to be a great story. And I'll get killed. I know what's good and bad. I'd be a pretty good reporter, not as good as you. But I know what's good. I know what's bad. And when they change it and make it really bad, something that should be positive. Sometimes something that should be very positive, they'll make okay. They'll even make it negative. So I understand it. So because I'm there, I know what was said. I know who's saying it. I'm there. So it's very important to me. Look, I want to see an honest press. I mean, I started off today by saying that it's so important to the public to get an honest press. The public doesn't believe you people anymore. Now, maybe I had something to do with that. I don't know. But they don't believe you.
The public doesn't believe you anymore. He's telling the truth. The public doesn't believe you anymore. In fact, there was just a survey out. There was just a poll out of, I think it was last week, that says the public trusts Donald Trump more than the media now in terms of messaging. They don't trust you anymore. This is what we've been talking about for the longest time. And as much as you want to seethe in anger and talk about this, it's a fact. You would think that the media would try to be introspective, because let me tell you, we're coming up to a point here in history where they are becoming irrelevant. Really. And I think that's coming here. Because we now have other sources of media. We don't have three channels like before. And people are just bypassing the traditional media sources. And see, that's why they're all pissed off. That's why they try to talk about, you know, alt-right. Notice how the alt-right attack against the media has now virtually non-existent. Why? Because we turned it around and started saying, no, you're fake news. You're fake news. You're liars. And so they can, I love this tack, though, because they're like, well, aren't you undermining the First Amendment? I love that. I love that. Because now I've heard it now from Matt Dowd, and now I've heard it now from Jim Acosta, that are on different networks. But it's the same thing. Notice, and also I want people to notice something. When you hear the same verbiage, okay, regurgitated over and over again, it's because it's a talking point. It's been sent out. You understand this? They don't just come up with this stuff. Okay? They don't come up with it. They are instructed as to what to say. It was just yesterday they were patting themselves on the back for breaking the story. Oh, man, we broke the story. If it wasn't for the Washington Post and the New York Times and the real journalism going on. Right? They were patting themselves on the back, talking about how great they are. No. People don't believe you anymore. You can hem and haw all you want about the First Amendment. Aren't you undermining the First Amendment? First Amendment works both ways. Okay? FYI. First Amendment works both ways. It's freedom of speech. And of course, it incorporates the press as well. It works both ways. He's allowed to say whatever he wants and to express his opinion. You're not the only ones. It's like that old saying, you're not the boss of me. That's what Trump is basically saying. Okay? You're not the boss of me. Who are you? Because for so long, they have controlled the narrative. They have no idea what to do. The fact that they cannot control the narrative. And the fact that Trump is not behaving presidential. And also, let me just say another thing. They don't get him. They don't get any of his jokes. They don't get any of his voters. They don't get him. Lighten up. Chill, dude. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. All right. I want to go back to the press conference and Jim Acosta and the exchange with Donald Trump. But before I do that, you know, you'd think the media would at some point figure this out and get it. You'd think that they would figure out exactly why we hate them. And, but they just keep feeding into it. It's just amazing. It really is. You'd think that they would get it. And here's the problem. Let me tell you what the problem is. You've got a bunch of just literally, they are beta males dealing with an alpha male, and an alpha male that has a sense of humor. All right, I'm going to go right to the phones. Luis from Florida is on the line. Hey, Luis, how are you?
Good, you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're 100% right. You know what? Ann Coulter used to mention this about the left not having a sense of humor, and I never really understood until now. But you know what I wish the most is I hope to God that the Democrats pick Keith Ellison as the head of the DNC, because they're
going to
lose their Jewish voter base. And once they lose all their Jewish voter base, or a good chunk of it, that party is done.
Well, it's not just the Jewish voter base, although I agree with you. It's also, think about it, it's also those white working class union members that are in the states that Donald Trump won, like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin. You think that those people, those white working class voters who were traditionally part of the Democrat Party, how happy do you think they're going to be to see Keith Ellison as the head of the DNC, right?
Oh, thrilled. Listen, I see a lot of people trolling the media when they talk about the guy from the Labor Department wanting to be the head of the DNC, and I see people putting, no, make Keith Ellison the head of the DNC. But what I find interesting is that Alan Dershowitz, a very well-known Jewish lawyer, a very intellectual guy, he already said that he will leave the Democrat Party if they make Keith Ellison the head of the DNC.
Listen, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, I have been, if you've been listening to the show, I've been saying that. I said, I think it's the best pick they could make is Keith Ellison. Please pick Keith Ellison. Please. Be the greatest thing they could ever do.
Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, thank you for calling the show. I appreciate it, Lewis. Thanks. It's true. They back to the original point. They have no sense of humor, these people. Get over it. Get over yourselves. See, the problem is the media takes themselves so seriously. You know, like it's life and death for them. It's like, I mean, and honestly, as I got to tell you, I'm watching that press conference today. And I was on, there were times when I was on the floor dying. I'm dying. I'm watching this. I'm looking at the TV and I am dying. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen. I had a female friend of mine say to me the other day, this is better than watching The Housewives. That's the best way I could describe it, really. I said, oh my God, that's absolutely true. And I stole that. I think I said it last week, but it's true. That's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. So I want to go to this exchange with Jim Acosta on CNN. And because one of the things that Donald Trump said at the beginning of the press conference was like, hey, listen, the vitriol, well, he didn't use that word. He's like, you know, you guys hate me. You guys are so hateful. What's up with that? You guys, what's wrong with you guys? You're hating on me all the time. Anyway, listen to Jim Acosta.
Thank you very much. And just for the record, we don't hate you. I don't hate you.
Okay.
Ask that long, but
ask Jeff Zucker how he got his job.
So he's asking, ask Jeff Zucker how he got his job, i.e. the guy that's the head of CNN, okay? Ask him how he got his job. Obviously, Trump was instrumental in that, because they were buddies from back in the day. Anyway, listen.
If I may follow up on some of the questions that have taken place so far here, sir, and
okay,
I don't know which microphone to hold here. I've got three microphones.
You have other people, and your ratings aren't as good as some of the other people that are with
you. They're pretty good right now, actually, Mr. President. But,
go ahead,
if I may ask, sir, you said earlier that WikiLeaks was revealing information about the Hillary Clinton campaign during the election cycle. You welcomed that at one campaign rally. You said you loved WikiLeaks. At another campaign press conference, you called on the Russians to find the missing 30,000 emails. I'm wondering, sir, if you...
Well, she was actually missing 33, and then that got extended with a whole...
Maybe my numbers are off a little bit, too.
No, but I did say 30, but it was actually higher.
If I may ask you, sir, it sounds as though you do not have much credibility here when it comes to leaking, if that is something that you encouraged during the campaign.
Let me stop that. He thinks Acosta actually thinks he's got Trump cornered. Okay, he thinks he's got him cornered. It's like, really, dude? Is that what you think here? He thinks he's got him cornered. He thinks he's got a gotcha question.
Well, you know, you said that you liked WikiLeaks. And now you don't like the leaks.
No, no, no. He said, he never, again, he said, he's like, look at what they leaked. Look at what they leaked. He said, actually, many times, look at the content of these leaks, because the media never looked at the content of the leaks. All they cared about was that, oh, the Russians leaked it. Oh, you know, Julian Assange and the Russians gave Julian Assange this stuff. Even though Julian Assange said many times, no, what are you talking about? Jim Acosta thinks he's got Donald Trump on the ropes now. All right? In this line of questioning. Well, you know, you said that WikiLeaks was okay. But now you're saying, really, dude? Really? So he immediately, and by the way, when Donald Trump said that thing about the, remember, Jim Acosta, again, thinks that he's got him on the ropes.
Well, you know, you said, you asked the Russians to find the missing emails.
Yeah, it was a joke. That was funny, you remember? Because Donald Trump got up there and said, oh, yeah, by the way, Vladimir Putin's got those 30,000 emails, which are actually 33,000, then maybe you could give them to us. It was funny. It was a joke. These people have absolutely no sense of humor whatsoever. Hello, Jim Acosta. That was a joke. Why are you taking it literally, dude? But
he's like, well, no, you said this, and now I've got you. Like,
Jim Acosta spent hours preparing this question with his team of producers and other reporters.
Okay, well, we got him now. Here's what we're going to say at the press conference. This is it. He's going down.
And in typical Trump fashion, he turns it around because he's an alpha male, and he's dealing with a little bitty beta male in Jim Acosta. I'll finish this, pick it up when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling, way down inside. Honey, you need it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Give me a call if you want to join in the discussion. And you don't have to talk about what I'm talking about. I don't mind if you throw some other stuff in there, whatever's on your mind. Give me a call. Okay, I want to pick up on this exchange with Donald Trump and Jim Acosta, okay? One of the great things about Donald Trump is the fact that he has figured out the media, and he manipulates them and plays them so well, like no one I've ever seen before, literally. It's a thing. It's really a thing to behold. I mean, there are times, and I got to tell you, today as I watched this, I was like astounded by it. And he was very measured. He was a very calm, cool, collected. He had a, you know, he put in some. There were many times where he injected humor into it. Of course, they didn't get it. You know, going back to the humorless aspect. By the way, real quick too. Before I forget this, there's breaking news that Donald Trump is going to withdraw the executive order, and they're getting ready to announce a new one, which, if you listen to the show, I said that was the way to go. I wonder if they're listening to. Anyway, so think about this. The last couple days, it was, the story from the media was, oh, the White House is in complete chaos and disarray, and my God, it is. This is analogous to Watergate. In fact, there's a story today in the op-ed section by Daniel Henninger. Is this Trump's Watergate? Talking about the Flynn deal. Is this Trump's Watergate? And you had the left talking about, oh, this is 9/11, right? Tom Friedman from the New York Times. Is this Pearl Harbor? This is 9/11. Really? 9/11, 3,000 people died. 9/11, Pearl Harbor, a couple thousand were killed. Nobody got killed, okay? Just stop. But, so I want to go back to this change, where Jim Acosta thinks he's got Donald Trump, you know, backed up in a corner. He really, the beta male thinks that he has the alpha backed into a corner. Because, you know, because Jim Acosta travels in a world filled with beta males that have no idea the law of the jungle. All right? The last time he encountered an alpha male was when he got his ass beat in middle school. Okay? That's the last time he encountered an alpha male. Since then, he's just been scurrying about amongst the other beta males in D.C. But I want to play this exchange for you with the rest of it with Jim Acosta today.
Something that you encouraged during the campaign.
If
I may ask you that.
Let me do one at a time.
If I may ask
you
a follow-up. Yes, sir. Right. And if I may follow up on that, just something that Jonathan Carl was asking you about. You said that the leaks are real, but the news is fake. I guess I don't understand. It seems that there's a disconnect there.
What don't you understand about that? What don't you get about that? We understand it. What are you, an idiot?
Information coming from those leaks is real, then how can the stories be fake?
Reporting is fake.
And I just want to ask
Jim, you know what it is? Here's the thing.
One more follow-up.
Should I let him have a little bit more? What do you think, Peter? Peter, should I let him have a little bit more? Sit down. Sit down.
Just because of the attack of fake news and attacking our network, I just want to ask you, sir.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine...
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you... Real news, Mr. President. Real news.
And you're not related to our new...
I am not related.
See, he thinks he's got him cornered.
Well,
what about what you said? Look, the fact that you... Again, I love how the media completely glosses over the fact that these leaks were illegal. Illegal. They're felonies. And by the way, and I brought this up earlier in the show. I want people to understand this. Now that you've got Jeff Sessions now as the Attorney General, you're going to see, I'm going to tell you right now, if you take this to a grand jury, and the grand jury has all the power in the world to indict, to... investigate, to issue subpoenas. It's going to be very, very easy to figure out who leaked this stuff. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to prosecute these people. As well, they should. But the media isn't reporting that. They're not talking about that. No. They're talking about, and I said this yesterday. They were, remember, during the story, the Podesta emails, they weren't talking about the content of the emails. They were so concerned the fact that they were leaked by the Russians. Yet when presented with the evidence, i.e. that, this is all true here. I mean, you got Podesta saying this stuff and, CNN was giving Donna Brazile questions to the debate. By the way, he brought this up too today. He's like, you guys, you didn't even report that. The fact that she was getting fake, she was getting questions to the debate. CNN was feeding her questions. Crickets, silence from the mainstream media. Silence. Now, the media is so concerned about the content, all right, of the leaks, but they're not concerned about the leaks. When before they were concerned about the leaks, but not the content. And then Jim Acosta's like, "Well, I don't understand that. What do you not understand about it? What are you a friggin' idiot? Huh? You're still stuck in middle school? What's wrong? What do you mean you don't get it?" But see, and this is why they have no credibility. The media has absolutely zero credibility now. It's just now, it's now so obvious. The fact that you actually have a president that's saying to them, you guys have no power here. Okay? Go home. You're drunk. Go home. Can I call you a cab? Can I get an Uber for you? Can I get you a Lyft? I mean, because, you know, you need to go. Huh? You're drunk. Go home. That's what's happened to the media. They have been emasculated. They are a bunch of eunuchs running around now. That's what's happened to them. Although I suspect that they were emasculated long ago by whoever gave them that atomic wedgie and hung them up on the bathroom door for all to see. Because that's basically what Donald Trump did today to Jim Acosta and the rest of the beta crew of reporters. You'd think they would learn now. Nope. It's like they're going to keep doing it. Trust me. They're going to keep doing it. They're just going to, like Charlie Brown, try to kick that field goal, man. Try to kick that football. But Donald Trump has now become Lucy. It's really a thing of beauty to watch, I got to tell you. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Honestly, I've never seen anything like it in my life. And this is an important seminal moment here. I think this is, we can mark this down on our calendars here. It's the day, the beginning of the end of mainstream media and their credibility. Notice how they're whining about their credibility, okay? And Donald Trump's credibility. Who do you believe? Pretty easy. All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness, the mayhem, and yes, the alpha male returns when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I mean it.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You may own a knife. But if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.